وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ وَلِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
Allah created the heavens and the earth in truth, that each person may be requited for his deeds. They shall not be wronged.
أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Did you ever consider the case of him who took his desire as his God, and then Allah caused him to go astray despite knowledge, and sealed his hearing and his heart, and cast a veil over his sight? Who after Allah can direct him to the right way? Will you not take heed? And then Allah caused him to go astray despite knowledge. The words Adallahu ala ala ilmin may mean either of the following. 1. That God made that person, although he was endowed with knowledge, go astray. This because he handed himself over to his lusts, so much so that he became virtually enslaved by them. 2. By dint of his knowledge, God knew that this person had made his lusts his God. By way of retribution, God then caused him to go astray.
وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ.
They say, there is no life other than our present worldly life. Herein we live and we die. And it is only the passage of time that destroys us. Yet the fact is that they know nothing about this and are only conjecturing.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ مَا كَانَ حُجَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا ائْتُوا بِآبَائِنَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
And when our clear signs are rehearsed to them, their only contention is, bring back to us our fathers if you are truthful.
قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يَجْمَعُكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Tell them, O Prophet, it is Allah who gives you life and then causes you to die. And He it is who will then bring all of you together on the day of resurrection, a day regarding which there can be no doubt. Yet most people do not know.